People think dreams are an escape. A chance to slip away from waking life to a world with no consequence. But that's not true. Your dreams don't just happen. We make them happen. And we design them with care just for you. We have our reasons. And we have our rules. We make your dreams to help you on your journey. And where this one's going, she's gonna need all the help she can get.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
This is Cheap Seat Reviews.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Cheap Seat Reviews, the podcast that explores the Hollywood film industry for the greater good.
The greater good.
Sorry, I got to turn that down. Okay, Ken, before we move anywhere, did the two other music guys on this show hear that the horn blowing and the start of our show were almost the same note?
Yeah.
That was a total like accident. The only reason why I kept the horn in the clip is because I just thought it would be kind of a, you know, an interesting way to transition. But holy crap, that was so close. Hold on.
All the help she can get.
We interrupt this program.
I mean, that's close.
It's like an echo. That is crazy.
That's nice.
That's awesome. Okay. Three music nerds having fun. All right. That was cool. All right. This is, what did I say? Greater good? Did we say greater good? Greater good. All right. This is episode 475. I've had a lot of sugar, by the way. No. I'm on my third Coke of the day. I had...
With your third line?
Yeah. Third Coca-Cola, I should say. Yeah, the visual of me holding up a Coke is only helpful for a part of the audience. Yeah, I had my third Coca-Cola of the day. I usually maybe have one. Plus, I had a handful of Sour Patch Kids that was part of my birthday present from earlier this week. So I have a lot of sugar. So I'm good to go. This is episode 475. 475. Squeaking all that much closer to the elusive 500. I don't know what happens at 500, but...
Is there confetti or...
Do we get paid finally?
No, we're definitely not getting paid. I don't know. Something might happen at 500. I mean, at 400, we did a big, you know, like we brought a bunch of people back on and we did a thing. We'll do something for 500. Or maybe we'll do the most mundane thing ever and it just be a regular show. You know, maybe we don't do anything special at all. I don't know. We'll find out.
Or we just start over.
Ooh,
I can moon the YouTube audience.
Start. I don't think that's a good idea. but like go back and do Beverly Hills Cop.
And just keep going from one and then go to the second one. And
I don't like that idea.
Redoing all of them?
I don't like that idea.
500 episodes.
I don't know. If I have to sit through Poultrygeist or Birdemic again.
Yeah. Or Star Crash. though I did tell a friend of my coworker about Star Crash, and he's actually pretty excited about it.
I would happily sit through Star Crash again.
And it was one of those where I was like, hey, if you're serious about when I'm watching that, this is a movie where like I think you and I should watch it together. He's like, really? And I said, I think like if you watch it by yourself, you'll enjoy it but be annoyed that you're watching it. But like with a friend, I think it helps. He's like, I get you. I am Sean Allred, that friend, and joining me tonight is, what are we doing? Oh, did I say it? I don't think I did. Episode 475, and tonight we're talking about Slumberland, 2022's Slumberland. It's a Netflix original, starring a bunch of people we'll talk about here in just a second, but I am Sean Allred, and your host, your captain, your sleep police. Joining me tonight is Andrew, her uncle's alter ego was Captain Jack with ram horns, Jimison.
I was leaning more towards Fat Thor, but
yeah,
only not as cool.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I got that. Not non-cool Fat Thor. Was Fat Thor really cool? I guess he was.
He played Fortnite.
He did play Fortnite, and he noob something 69 or whatever he's the
noob master.
That's what it was. And Sam,
yes,
he is a Sam, and his name is Sam Vector.
My name is Sam.
Yeah,
and Sean, I've got a little red piece of yarn here that I'm just going to tie around you and then throw you off a bridge.
Okay, that sounds fine. This is like the second movie within the last 2 weeks that red yarn was a key piece of whatever, because we also watched Wish, the Disney animated studios Wish recently.
Yeah, and they the kid that went, red yarn.
Yeah. It was very creepy in a Disney movie that they kept doing that.
Wait, when did you guys watch Wish?
It's on Disney now.
Oh, you didn't watch it for the show. Okay. No. I thought you watched it for the show. And I'm like, when did I miss that episode?
No, no, we did. That was actually one of the few movies that we've watched recently that wasn't for the podcast.
Okay.
And I did watch most of this with the family, though they had to go to bed just because we got such a late start with it last night. But they had seen, both kids had seen this movie before. And when I told them that this was the movie, both of them said, nah. Okay. Like, didn't care, wasn't really interested in it. When I said, it's time to go to bed, they're like, there was no fight. It wasn't like, oh, can we finish it? They're like, all right. This,
oh, wow.
They were good. So we'll see if the adults in the room feel differently about this. But
we started watching Stardust over here with the kids.
Nice.
And they are really enjoying it. Unfortunately, we had to turn it off because it got too late. But they're really enjoying it.
Oh, that's cool. That's such a fun movie. I love Stardust.
Yeah.
Are you like pointing out the fact that she doesn't have eyebrows?
Of course. Okay. I mean, she doesn't, for God's sake.
That's the star, and she doesn't have eyebrows because she's a star. They burned up on reentry. I figured I would just go ahead and get the thing out of the way before you said something about it. So let's pull up a comfy chair and dive in to Slumberland, 2022 Slumberland, which I mentioned, stars Jason Momoa and Chris O'Dowd, who most people know probably from, I think he's from the IT Crowd, right? The IT, isn't that show that he was in? No?
Is he?
I don't know. I thought maybe.
No, he just works in IT.
Oh, is that what he is? Bridesmaids, Frequently Asked Questions, what? Moon Boy, The Sapphires. I could have swore he was in one of those British comedy.
He's in a lot of stuff, but just like nothing I remember.
I
he
honestly
does a lot of British TV though.
Yeah, he does a lot of British TV. Like the IT Crowd. Yeah, I knew he was in that. Yeah, he was in Thor: The Dark World as you know, like the boyfriend or whatever. But you know, he plays this. You know, is that you know, that kind of dry, you know, sense of humor, and that's kind of what he is there. He's just this kind of dry, you know. Stick up his butt kind of a dude. And Jason Momoa plays a dream character who's over the top and ridiculous. So we're going to dive in this movie. Let's get our 5-word reviews going. So Sam, what you got?
All right. I've got a real quick one this week, only because I'm just not creative lately, apparently. Mine this week is A Very Cool World, Almost.
All right, okay.
And this movie, you know, I am a sucker for fairy tales. Let me give that right. And I'm a sucker for anything involving lighthouses for some reason. I love lighthouse tales. And when this movie first started, I was like, ooh, this is interesting. You know, it had great music. It had that that Irish song. I'm going to 100% sure what it is, but had that Parting in the soundtrack. Glass. There you go. Yep.
What did you say, Andrew? Say that again.
It's Parting
it's
Glass.
It's called the Parting Glass.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't hear it clearly. I want to make sure our audience heard you.
Yep. And I was all in, 100% in. And then doggone it, the father dies. And that's still a tender subject for me. So it really pulled on my heartstrings.
Yeah.
Quite a bit through this movie, but I thought the little girl did fantastic as an actress in this movie. She wasn't overly annoying, which a lot of child actors can be.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought she worked her butt off in this thing. Momoa, I don't know exactly what he was trying to do. He kept rubbing his belly, which made me uncomfortable.
He was trying to be Fat Thor.
Yeah.
But he wasn't rubbing his belly like, oh, I just had a delicious steak. It was more like, look at my body.
Look at my belly. And I enjoyed, you know, at one point I texted you guys, hey, is this like the child version of Inception?
Yeah.
Right? Where they're going into different dreams and they're kind of going through doors into different dreams. And I found that fascinating. I love that. But it felt small. It was well constructed in the dreams that they were in. I love the butterfly dance, you know, and the crystal city with the garbage truck and the little kid. I all of those were great, but it still felt small. They didn't world build, I think, as best they could. And it kind of points back to that soundbite that you played at the very beginning of the show when it's talking about this world, these worlds that they're building. Who's building them? Who's actually in charge here? It's just, I felt like there needed to be a lot more, I don't know, just world building to the dream side of things to get me to understand what was going on. And I also think they could have leaned into the nightmare a little bit more, where it was more of a threat and more, you know, maybe that was a world they could have explored a little bit more. But it was like every time they touch on something great, they just get to the edge and then they back away. In terms of visuals, in terms of storytelling, in terms of even some of the acting. So, you know, this movie had some of the best underwater computer animation that we've seen in a while. You know, I'm looking at you, Aquaman, literally.
Yes.
But for a Netflix movie, yeah, I think they did a great job overall. I just think it could have been great. It could have been next level with just a little bit more time taken, both in terms of story, storyboarding it maybe, or maybe a better director. I don't know, but it felt like it was almost there the entire time.
Okay. The director, Francis Lawrence, speaking of him, since you just mentioned it, he has directed things that we like and have seen. Such as he just directed The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes.
Yeah, which was I thought was good.
He directed, he directed all of the Hunger Games movies.
Did he really?
He directed, let's see, Mockingjay Parts 1 and Part 2, Catching Fire, and no, he didn't do the first one, but he did the rest of them.
Okay. So when they finally got a budget, they give it to him.
Yeah. He also is mostly also known for music videos, which kind of explains some of the visuals. You know, like Michael Bay came from directing music videos because he did, you know, Beyonce and Lady Gaga and Britney Spears and stuff. But and the OK Go thing. But he also does Water for Elephants, which is actually a really good movie. I think it's a real
one.
It's not a rom-com. It's a love story that has a legitimate villain in Christoph Waltz, that really great Nazi from Inglourious Basterds. The only good part of that movie, in my opinion.
He always makes a good villain.
Yeah, but it's also got a young Batman. It's got Robert Pattinson. Pattinson. Thank you. And Reese Witherspoon. Good job.
Yeah.
And then he also does I Am Legend, which I enjoy, the Will Smith movie. And then he does one of my favorite comic book movies ever in Constantine.
Oh, I didn't know he did Constantine.
Yeah. So.
Interesting.
I like this dude. Again, good Lord, he has done a whole lot of music videos. Man, I mean, that's a lot. I'm not going to name any of them. It's a lot. Go look it up. But. So that's the director. I also want to talk about this real quick. And usually we do this at the end of the movie. or an end of the podcast, we talk, we kind of give a moment or two to the film score of the movie. But I'm going to do this now because I thought the soundtrack of this movie was really good.
Yep.
And we've had a few movies over the course of the podcast where we say the film score was better than the movie or the film score elevated the movie. And I'm looking back at movies that we've done for like the last, you know, 4 or 5 months. And I'm talking about film scores, not soundtracks, right? Like the Barbie soundtrack was really good, but it's all singing. You know, yeah. The I Am Ken is hilarious. The intro song was great. Not that. Obviously, I'm not explaining this to you two. I'm explaining this to the listening audience. The film score. You know, I'm looking back at Aquaman, Shazam 2, Black Adam, and Blue Beetle. I couldn't. They all sounded generic superhero. This music was really good, in my opinion. I mean, shockingly good. And so I was really curious as to see who did the score. And her name is Pinar Toprak. I hope I'm saying that right. Pinar Toprak. Toprak? Not top rack, like, you know, your shoes.
Well,
she's a.
It is, though.
She's a Turkish-American, Emmy-nominated composer, conductor, and performer. And so you've probably never heard of her. Maybe. I don't know. But she directed, you know, she did The Lost City, which we did not that long ago for the podcast. Yeah. But she also has done, she did the Thursday Night Football theme for Amazon, which is cool. But she also did the Miss Marvel or the Captain Marvel, the 2019 Captain Marvel. But what kind of is close and dear to our hearts is she's the composer of the Fortnite score.
Oh, really?
She did the Fortnite score. Yeah. I thought that was super cool. As I was scrolling through her, you know, all of the movies, and she's done a whole bunch of stuff, and a lot of these movies are bad. And, you know, a lot of them are things that we've never heard of or have never heard of. But she's doing this stuff, and then out of nowhere, she does Fortnite, which for some reason has a 5.4 on IMDb for a video game, which seems weird. Huh. But, and then she does, she does Captain Marvel and Krypton, the TV series, and something called Marvel 616. I guess that's a cartoon. Then Lost City, Slumberland, Stargirl, Shotgun Wedding. Didn't we do Shotgun Wedding too?
I think we did. That J-Lo thing, wasn't it?
Yeah. So she's got some skill. I think she's really good. And I really enjoyed the film score. So I wanted to make sure that I gave this movie plenty of credit for that. So,
well, I was singing Parting Glass all day
today. Right.
I watched this yesterday.
Yeah.
And I have an affinity, as an Irishman, I have an affinity for sea shanties and Irish folk tunes. And I'm pretty sure that's where this comes from. But if it doesn't, it sure sounds like one.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so good.
I don't know this piece of music off the top of my head.
I didn't until I looked it up on YouTube and saw them singing it, and I was like, oh, now I see what it is.
Right, yeah.
So I think I might have even sang it in Glee Club at Moon at one point. Yeah.
It's in a piece of music that I've done before, like American Sailing Songs or Old English Sailing Song, something like that. It's in one of those tunes.
Okay. I went to YouTube and typed in Parting, and it was a...
Of all the money that had I had,
Yep.
I spent it in good company. Good night and joy.
Oh, that's great. I need to listen to that whole thing.
Right?
The video is really cool because it's just a bunch of dudes singing at a bar. I just love the visual of it too. That was cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so what you got, Andrew, for your five word?
Well, I've got two. The first one is unexpected tearjerker.
Okay.
Yeah, because I didn't know what this movie was at all. Like, somehow I completely missed it off my radar. I never saw a preview, nothing. And so I went into it thinking, this looks kind of dumb. so I didn't have great expectations. But I really enjoyed it. I got into it and I was like, yeah, it's like Sam said, it's a beautifully built world visually. And the characters, for the most part, like you said, except for maybe Jason Momoa, are pretty interesting. The little girl, I think, is just phenomenal.
Yeah.
Actor.
I see her going places because she really nailed this.
And then, I just love the idea, and we've seen it before, like you said, with Inception, but love the idea of going in to dreams and being able to be lucid and do whatever you need to do. Because I'm one of those people that I don't really remember a lot of my dreams. Watching this movie, maybe that says a lot about me, I find it interesting and fun. My second five word is more than five word. It's like seven or eight. Loki meets Inception meets RIPD meets Lemony Snickets.
Okay, I'm glad you said RIPD. I was getting that vibe too.
Yeah. So I got the whole TVA vibe.
Yeah.
From the Dream Cop area, mm-hmm. right? And then Inception, of course, is understandable. But RIPD, like, you know, in that movie, they're ghosts chasing other ghosts. And basically the police force of the ghost world. And then Lemony Snickets, because it is kind of a playful, sometimes scary dream world almost. So, I like I already said, I really enjoyed the music, and I got into this one after I started watching it.
Right.
So
yeah.
Yeah. No, all right. I wrote three. So I don't you only made one, Sam, so I took the slack.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Yeah.
Grief affects us all differently. I wrote that one just because this movie, the movie is an adventure, you know. It's you could kind of call it a road trip, you know, or adventure, where it's, you know, two people are going on a road trip where they discover each other and grow and mm-hmm. whatever. But it's also about grief. The movie's about two main characters, the girl mm-hmm. and Jason Momoa. / the uncle, who we learn at the end of the movie, are the same.
Which I don't know if I like that twist.
Yeah,
it is.
I don't know if I liked it. It made no sense even after they explained it. It was kind of dumb to me. It was like it was almost not needed.
Well, the thing that bothered me about that is she. In the dream world is exactly the same.
Yeah.
And I feel like the uncle and Jason Momoa look so different that even if you find actors that are similar, I feel like that would have been better, like similar features, maybe not exactly the same person. Cause you do want to keep that surprise for the audience.
Yeah.
But they were so different that I had a hard time believing that was his alter ego, basically.
Yeah. And if Flip somehow disappeared into this guy, I think that's a disservice to Flip and vice versa. I think if the boring uncle got into Flip, it just seemed strange, really strange to me. I needed more backstory in terms of why did Flip turn this way. Was her father a different character in the dream world? Why couldn't she be a different character in the dream world? It was, again, the rules were not specified enough for me in that case.
They weren't. The only thing that I kind of gleaned from it was, as a kid, when they would travel to Slumberland together, he creates this flip character.
Yeah.
And when the brother left to get married, right, that's the brother associates that with him leaving. My brother has abandoned me, has left me, and therefore is gone to me, and that's his grief. Yeah. And his grief manifested in that childhood character in his sleep stays there. So as he grows up, of course that version of Flip would grow up, be different. He would grow up to be very different. So I'm okay with it being Jason Momoa being very different with horns. But you
need to explain that a little bit.
You need to tell us that a little bit. But also, it was kind of strange when, you know, her wish was that he would wake up. And then he wakes up and all of a sudden the uncle is a completely different dude who goes from being afraid of boats to, I'm going to jump off this boat to save my niece. Mm-hmm. So to your point,
the
about
Popeye moment that wasn't earned.
It was a Popeye moment. Maybe or not, maybe not. It was earned. I don't know, but I did kind of think it was strange that the idea is that what it makes me kind of feel like is that for people that have been suffering a painful loss in their life and have retreated into themselves, all you need to do is have your niece go in and wish you awake, and then everything is fine.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
it kind of gives a disservice to people that are struggling in their life with real things, because all you really need is your niece to go in and just, it's fine. I mean, by the end of the movie, they're dad and daughter basically, right? I love you. Good night. Like, it's, they're fine. Mm-hmm. There is no residuals of because she got, I guess because she got to have closure with her dad, which, as you know, Sam, we don't get in real life.
You do not ever.
You know, we've all lost people. And
there is no such thing as deathbed confessions or deathbed final conversations. It's just gone.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go down that road.
But, so the movie, I know it's a kids movie, and I know it's trying to make things easier for kids, I feel like. But the movie is about grief. This movie is a lot to do with grief and what we will do to alleviate that grief. And I mean, she was lying and skipping school and doing all these things. And so that was my first one. My second one, I kind of already made the joke of Captain Jack in Dreamland. So I guess that's just four. But my last one is, I wish Slumberland was real.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Because, yeah, as a guy that is, as someone who has vivid dreams, as I do, as someone that has, not recently, but has lucid dreams. I can lucid dream, not all the time, but it has happened many times.
Take heed.
What are you talking about?
Sorry, it's an Office reference.
Oh, again. So I was like, I didn't say that phrase. I was really confused. So as someone that, again, I love dreams and I, you know, so like the idea of this movie was really interesting to me when you initially suggested it, Sam, because I don't even remember this thing being a thing. I think I remember seeing an ad for Jason Momoa with horns, but I didn't know what it was. So I was kind of with Andrew in that I didn't really want to watch it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I it was a weird week. It was a busy week, and when I finally sat down to watch it, I was pretty bored for the first little bit, and my kids were bored, and then once I finally really got into it, but I mean, it took like the second dream sequence. I mean, it took like the kid with the truck for me to really get into the movie. I just wasn't. I guess it just felt too much like paint by numbers.
Yeah.
For me, it's like, oh, here's a kid who's different than everyone else, and of course she has a tragic loss, and oh, here comes this caring father figure who won't be able to connect with her because he's awkward and she doesn't want to. I mean, there was just so many of these tropes that we've seen in 100 other movies that are, you know, have child actor leads. It's like, okay, that's just. But then I kind of got into it, and then the twist and all this stuff. So I am glad that I watched it and I did enjoy it. It just took me a while to get there, and I just maybe I needed to be in a better headspace for it. But and I can't remember. I know we talked about it. Did we not do? I guess we didn't, because I'm looking back at Christmas from last year.
Spirited?
Yeah, she's in Spirited. We did do Spirited.
Yeah.
Just one. Spirited. I think, Sam, you weren't on that show.
Okay.
I wasn't on that one.
Okay, so maybe neither one of you were.
Did you do it by yourself?
No, I did it with Jess from Opinionated Luscious.
Oh.
Because I didn't have, and still don't have Apple TV, so I never saw that.
Okay. So she's in that movie also, the girl. She's in that movie.
Yeah.
So anyway, you should watch it. It's good. If you can, you haven't bought an iPhone or an Apple product recently?
Not recently.
No. For some reason, I thought you had. Anyway, I don't really have a whole lot of notes on this. I just, mostly because when I'm watching this with the kids, it's hard to just sit down with my laptop and take notes because it's not always the best, you know. Now, next week, I got a pretty good feeling we're just going to sit down and watch it because of what the movie is, because they're both going to be so excited to watch it. But, so I didn't take a lot of notes, but that's okay. But the last thing I'll say before we play some clips, because we've kind of covered a lot of stuff here, is, Sam, to your point about world building, I 100% agree. And this was a long movie. This is a 2-hour mm-hmm. movie.
Yeah.
And I still feel like we could have used, I don't know where you take it from.
Yeah.
But I really could have used some more world building. Where do these cops come from? Who are these people? Are they are they ghosts? Are they people that fell asleep and never woke up? Like, are these coma patients? Like, who are these people? Yeah.
That would have been the perfect way to explain that they're coma patients.
Or whatever. Are there people that, you know, we're people that died in our sleep or something? I don't know. There's got to be some way to explain it other than, oh, we're 1970s cops for some reason, and all the women have froze. There's got to be something that you can, because it's interesting to us. Maybe my kids. I didn't ask my kids if they felt that was interesting or not. But would you want to know more about that? I don't know. But it was funny when. So I'm watching it though. I will say this. This did kind of crack me up. So the movie starts, and there she's, it's time for bed. Dad tells a story, and all of a sudden the lighting changes and everything gets kind of cold and whatever. And my son goes, "This is a dream." And I said, "Yeah, I could tell, you know." And so then the next time she falls asleep and Pig comes to life, my daughter looks up and goes, "This part's a dream." And I'm like, I know. The stuffed animal is walking
like they're having to remind you what's going on. That's great.
I loved it that they felt like they needed to tell me because I wasn't able to pick up on the fact that the pig was moving. That was fun. But anyway, I don't know. I'm with you, Sam. I could use some more world building. Yeah. And I don't know. And there is something interesting that if you fall asleep with something, it comes with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she needs the lock picks, so she puts them in her backpacks and then goes to sleep with the backpack on. You know. Mm-hmm. I thought that was interesting. Now I will say this. Sam, you would do all right in this because you can fall asleep anywhere. You have that ability to just fall asleep. I can't do that. I can't.
I could fall asleep right now. Give me about 5 minutes.
I know you could. I mean, like with your headphones on and me still talking to you, you could do that. But though only one of us has actually done that. But
who could that be? I wonder.
But
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Oh, I wish I had that audio queued up, man. Wouldn't that be great if I just kept that audio of Andrew snoring in the podcast? That would be amazing. But I forgot what I was even saying now. Oh no, so she could just fall asleep because I can't do that. I don't have that superpower. So like when she goes into the basement of the school
with the hammock?
With the hammock. I could never fall asleep in
Oh
that.
My God, dude. I would so, with that humming of everything around me, I would be asleep so fast.
It probably nice amazing. And warm down there.
Oh, right? Yeah. I could never do it. Everything about that scene stresses me out. I couldn't do
it. Speaking of that scene, I can just see that kid, the mushroom growing kid, just standing there staring at her, watching her
at
sleep.
At that age. Like that. Yeah, that's creepy. Yeah.
That kid's a little creepy.
It's like I'm starting a new club right now. Yeah,
yeah. It's called the Staring Club. There's only one member. I love that he's in like 48 clubs, and
he's the only member of.
And he's only yeah. It's the Mushroom Club. There's only one member. He did crack.
By the way, those were some professionally grown mushrooms. I got to give him credit. Because that was, of anything in this movie I was impressed by, that little rack of mushrooms he had was like absolutely flippin' amazing. So kudos, kid.
All right.
I do like how he said they're not grown on my own feces or something like that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. If you want to know what the clip is, just wait a couple minutes and I'll tell you.
Okay.
Oh, nice. Sorry.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
Yeah. Well. Not really. Anyway, that I don't have much really else to say other than that what has been said. We can play some clips and maybe we'll spark some more ideas as we because that usually does happen. But so I'll just play some clips now. And this one is labeled plan, but I forgot why. So here we go.
That's him.
Hello? No, it's not a good time. My my brother was lost at sea. No, lost. Like, I'm at his funeral. We were estranged, actually. Estranged? I'm happy with my plan. Carla.
See, that's a joke that kids won't get. Like, this guy gets a phone call from, like, AT&T.
Yeah,
right. And they're like, "So, how are you? How do you like your plan?" And then just dumps all this emotional baggage on that person that doesn't care. Pig.
What the heck is that?
He's a pig, and his name is Pig.
Super creative. Fine, bring him. I love bacon.
I love Pig. I thought Pig was a great little character.
Yeah,
didn't have to say a word, and it was still. A great character.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think maybe when AI develops enough that we can go into a dream world and still be awake, bringing along something like Pig would be fun. You know, I'm sure there's at some point, maybe after we're gone, there's going to be, you know, an Oculus type thing where we can lucid dream whatever we want. Yeah.
Isn't there a movie about that?
There could be.
I think there legit is. Hold on.
Total Recall.
No, not that.
Inception?
Definitely not that. Well, I guess Inception is kind of that, isn't it?
That's exactly that. Except, I mean, yeah.
The Matrix.
Yeah.
What is that movie? That's not it.
Ready Player One.
Well, yeah. Basically. I'm trying to find a movie, but I don't know how to spell it. Oh, this is it. Is this it?
N-Y. NYMPH.
Oh, so there's a movie. Okay, so there was a movie that I watched years ago. It's called... maybe this isn't the right movie. It doesn't matter. It's the one I'm thinking of that I thought I was thinking of is called Existenz. A game designer on the run from assassins must play her latest virtual reality creation with a marketing trainee to determine if the game has been damaged. This is not what I was thinking it was. So, never mind. Anyway, so there's a pig. All right, time for the mushroom bit.
Omerta, vow of silence. You can try some of my mushrooms. I just brush them off first. It's manure. It's not my poop, so it isn't weird or anything.
Bye.
Like, she's just like, bye. Yeah, this is getting weird.
I don't know. I feel like that kid could have been used more in the movie. Like, yeah. Somehow he could have gone into the dream world with her after he found out what she was doing. Or
it's like it gets so close to being really, really cool, and then it just doesn't get there.
Yeah,
it's a weird feeling watching a movie like this because it's so close. It really is, and then it just
or maybe he has his own loss somewhere in life, some his own grief, and he's dreaming somewhere else at the same time, and they meet in the dream world. Yeah, like there's a lot of ways you could spin that so that she's not so that we see a little bit more of these characters throughout the movie.
Now, do you think it's something to do with, you know, would this have been better as a miniseries? A 6-episode series?
Yeah, maybe, but
I could see that.
On Netflix.
But would we care? I don't know. Maybe we would, maybe I don't
know. It's not tied to any kind of book or anything.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. But I mean, I do think that this is this movie has some cool foundations and some cool ideas. And for the fact that we've seen a lot of movies recently within the last few years where you have a whole operation happening otherworldly, right? Like RIPD or in Spirited or whatever, right? Like there's this bureaucracy happening with other stuff, right? I mean, heck, even in, you know, Inside Out, you know, like there's a film production for your dreams, right? Like they have like a studio with cameras and stuff, which I thought was a kind of a fun way to do it. All right, time for this.
Damn it. This is interesting.
And then she throws the book and then says,
stupid book.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I made sure to put that in there. But I thought that was funny. The whole book is just about knots. And she's like halfway through it. It's 2:00 in the morning. She can't go to sleep because the book is so interesting. That's hysterical. That was a funny
joke.
That's
something I would do.
I like that. Yeah. This is the underwater airplane rescue.
Leave your partner behind, even if she's a pain in the
applesauce.
Even if she's a pain in the applesauce. Never heard that one before, but I like it. Now, it's time to play What Did She Say? This is one of my favorite games. Now, here's the problem. When I put down the time code, I legitimately did not know what she said. After listening to it 3 times to capture the recording, I can tell what she's not saying. And I knew she wasn't saying it, but it also sounds like she's saying it. So I'm going to play the clip. And then I'm going to tell you this now. I'm going to say it now so that you can hear what I'm hearing. So this is the scene where Agent or Cop Green, whatever, she has done giving, you know, the life lesson or whatever to the girl. And she's going back into the shed, and she is seeing the mess that was made by the nightmare in the dance room. Right. And so she's yelling. And it sounds like at the end of this thing, she says, what the word, right? It sounds like that's what she says. So with that in your brain.
Oh, seriously? Look at this mess. Come up and clean it, room. In it.
Right there.
Mm-hmm.
Does that not sound like...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now that you've really pointed
now that
it
I've
out,
said it,
absolutely.
That's what it sounds like. So when we were in the moment watching this, me and my son Declan locked eyes because we both heard. That's what we both heard. And he was like, "I said, there's no way she said that. This is a PG movie, so I don't know what she now." Now that I've said it, I'm not really sure what she's trying to say.
Oh, well, let me, while we're continuing on, I can put my caption on and go to that scene in the movie.
I can tell you exactly what the time code is. 1 hour and 42 minutes.
All right. 42. Here it is.
I'll play the clip again.
Oh, seriously? Look at this mess. Come up and clean it, room. In it.
And?
She says, can I get a cleaning crew in here pronto? Come on.
No way.
There's no, no way she says that. No that is pronto, no come on.
That's what it says.
Yes, come up.
Okay.
Okay, I can hear the pronto, but that pronto. Last one.
Come on. Is
that come on. Is not...
I don't think she is cursing, but man, yeah. it sounds like it. But this is that it's kind of like that green needle thing, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Like, you hear
red. Is it green needle red something? No.
Green
needle. Ah.
I know what you're talking about, though.
Yeah.
Brainstorm.
Brainstorm.
Yeah.
Green needle or brainstorm. It's like kind of whatever you're, whatever. So the fact that I prepped the clip with, you know, WTF, that's what we heard. But now that even him saying pronto, come on. I can kind of hear it, but that's because I now am listening for that.
Yeah.
It still sounds like, what the burp is what it sounds like.
Yeah. That is, and it honestly, it fits better than pronto, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But obviously the fact that when you guys, you as the listening audience, listen to this and I have not bleeped out 14 times. We know that she's not actually saying the word, but this isn't that time when we watched The Exorcist where I didn't know what the guy was saying. You guys are laughing, and they're like, because he's saying the F word. I'm like, oh, wait, I got to go back and bleep this whole thing.
Every single time.
Every time. Yeah, it was like four of them, too, when I played it. It was funny. All right, time for this.
And now for some more bad news. Ready?
This is the game. The game that Andrew so lovingly calls, hey, did you notice? And he's going to ask us questions to see if we notice things in the background.
Oh, no.
So here we go. Right. So there's a lot of visuals in this.
I had notes and I've lost them. So,
oh, yeah. There's so much in this movie.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
All right. So I think we'll start with Sean. I think we started.
Yeah.
With Sam
same
last
went last
week.
So. Week. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So what is the name of the kid who drives the garbage truck?
Oh.
you said that's when it got interesting for you.
Yeah, it was.
So he has a name tag on his little jumper.
He does have a name tag on his jumper. And I was just perusing IMDb looking for our Star Trek connection, but I didn't click on him because I knew he wouldn't be it. I don't know. Zach.
Sam.
It's not Zach.
It's not, obviously.
It's like, oh crap. I'm not 100% sure. Matt.
It is Emmett.
Emmett.
Oh.
Emmett.
Yeah.
Like the Lego.
Yeah. All right. Sam, in her first dream, Nemo's bed takes her over a street, and we can see the street name. What is the street?
It's
the only street sign we see in that.
It's Tennessee Street.
It's not Tennessee Street.
Tennessee Street? Is that a street?
I have no idea.
For some reason, I remember it having the letter C, but I'm probably very wrong. Like Central or something?
You are incorrect.
Yeah.
It is Dreamer Street.
Oh.
Dreamers. Oh, of course it would be.
Dreamer Street.
Dreamer Street. Okay.
Yeah.
Of course it would have. Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It does make sense.
All right, Sean.
Yeah.
When the Canadian man wakes up from his dream, we see him in his apartment watching hockey.
Yeah.
And there is an arcade game behind him. What arcade game is it? This is the second arcade game question I've had in this month.
I don't even remember the arcade. I remember because he was dressed in the most generic hockey. You know, it Canadian wasn't like outfit. He was a.
Yeah, it was
a Maple Leaf sweater.
Yeah. But it wasn't like he was following the Toronto Maple Leafs because it was the wrong color scheme. It was just
generic
Canadian maple leaf, and I think a hat that just said hockey or something like that.
Yeah,
it was so lame. You know, like just go ahead and pick a team. Just say the Toronto Maple Leafs or the
and that's okay.
Yeah. Or the Calgary Flames or something. The Canadiens. I don't the video game. I don't remember there being.
I remember there was one back there.
I don't remember. You do?
I do. I remember it, and I cannot remember
what it was. I'm gonna say it's got to be old. Oh, dream. No, it wouldn't have to do with Dream. I don't know. Donkey Kong.
It was not Donkey Kong, Sam.
It was something weird like Vindicators or something like that. Let's say Vindicators.
It was. Space Invaders.
Space Invaders.
Yeah.
That was the right era with Donkey Kong, but
yeah.
All right.
Sam, I should have noticed question. That. I'm really disappointed in myself on that one.
So Sam, when we get in the elevator and we go to different floors, we have floor numbers like, you know, for the never ending stairwell, like it has its own floor number and they're all four digits, you know, in the thousands.
Uh-huh.
What is the floor number of the detention floor? Which is where the jail cell is.
I would say it is a 13.
Well, Andrew just told us that it's four digits.
It's four digits, yeah.
13.
No.
No, I have no clue.
Sean?
4,321.
Closer, but it is 7,701.
So this is what I did, and I might add. So I knew something about the elevator was going to be in the game. So I paused it on every single floor and wrote down.
I wonder your kids were so bored.
And no, not now. I did that. I did that right before we hopped on, not during the movie when I was pulling clips. And I wrote down the six that I saw of the different types of dreams.
Right.
And so I figuring that you were going to say something like in the elevator, as they're scrolling through the floors, they go by different types of dreams. Name two of the dream things, dream rooms.
See, I started to do that, but then I noticed that they never show the detention floor. Until they're getting back on the elevator to get out of there.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I'll use that.
Yeah, of course. We don't want to go for the easier one. We got to go for the more obscure one.
Yeah.
Well, when you're done with yours, I'm going to ask that one.
Okay. All right. Well, here's the last question. What is, oh, this is for Sean,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
What is Flip's cell number in the jail?
Oh. 421. I don't know why I have 4 like in my head.
Because that's tomorrow's date.
Yeah.
Or Sunday's date.
Sunday, yeah.
Sam.
Oh, it would be 482.
It is SL, I guess, for Slumberland, 03.
SL 03. Okay.
Okay.
Fine. Andrew, let me ask you this. Name the band that Flip is celebrating in his bling on his jacket.
Metallica.
Yeah. Can you see it in your background there?
Oh, no.
Okay. You just noticed it?
He also had a Green Day button on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He also has an insect on his jacket.
I miss the insect.
It's a scarab beetle.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting.
All right. Can you guys name? I wrote down 6 of the elevator of the dream places. Can you guys name them?
No. Well, I've already said 1, the endless stair.
Yeah.
Staircase. I remember the others, but since I didn't write them down, I don't remember what they were.
Any guesses, Sam?
I have no idea.
I mean, what kind of dreams have you had ever?
Falling.
That was not one that I wrote, but
or flying.
No, that wasn't one that I saw. No? Huh. There's 2 on this that I've had many times. Back in school. I can't tell you how many times I've had the dream where I'm back in school. Like I'm 42 and back in high school.
Back in school, and those are for me are always I have forgotten that there's a test that day.
Yeah.
Or I've forgotten where I'm supposed to be on the marching band field.
Oh, I've done that one too. I've had that one too.
Yeah.
Band guys. late for class, so that was another one you just said. Running in place. I've had that one.
Running in place?
Oh, like you're trying to escape something and your feet run, but you don't go anywhere?
You can't go anywhere. Yeah.
I've never had that one.
God, I hate that one. Like for me, sometimes I'm running and it's like I'm running so fast, I actually lose traction with the ground. And then I have to stop and then settle back to the ground so I can keep running.
Weird.
Yes. Missed flight and spiders and snakes. I've never had a dream about spiders.
You know, I think the most vivid dream that I can still remember that I've ever had was I was in elementary school because it was when the movie Hook came out.
Yeah.
And I had a dream that I was flying just like Peter Pan, just like Robin Williams in that movie, but I could only get a foot off the ground. I was flying and I could go as fast as I wanted, but I could only get a foot off the ground.
Nice.
Never could go any higher.
I've had flying dreams and then I realize I'm scared of heights and so then I'm terrified and then I wake up. So I've also had Spider-Man dreams. A lot of Spider-Man dreams where I can like, do the web. I have like web shooters. But again, I've only been to New York like once.
They come out of your hands, right?
They do come out of my hands. Just like just like the whatever.
just wanted to make sure.
But it's not like I can swing around New York because I've only been there one time, so I don't have a point of reference. So it's usually like
Around the block
or in my neighborhood or in a building. So it you know, it's nothing like crazy. So yeah, dreams are fun. All right. Now I got to wake up my computer. It fell asleep. So did anybody win the game?
No.
No?
Nobody scored tonight.
So Andrew under point for Metallica. So here we go.
So Andrew wins his own game.
Andrew won the game. All right. All right. Time for this.
Everyone!
Yeah, it's so aggressive. All right. By the way, I did find a Star Trek connection. She played the character name is Ho Sook. Excuse me. I guess she's one of the kids that's in the school, but she's in Strange New Worlds, an episode of Strange New Worlds. But by the way, I know you're not Star Trek fan, Sam, or whatever, but like, Episode 9 of season 2 is called Subspace Rhapsody. It's a musical. It's a legit musical. There's some subspace energy. Something happens, and then the crew sings for the rest of the episode until they find a way to stop it. And it is fantastic. I mean, it reminds me, like, the music style and just the way that the thing is, it kind of reminds you of like a Gilbert and Sullivan or something that Andrew Lloyd Webber would produce.
Gershwin.
Yeah, just a lot of fun melodies, a lot of just intricate stuff. But
it sounds like something they would have done on the Orville, though.
A little bit, yeah. Right? Yeah.
Well, maybe they're learning from the Orville. Kind of.
I love the Orville
a little bit
so
as
much.
They go. And hopefully learning from Galaxy Quest and some of that stuff, too.
Well, I mean, obviously Galaxy Quest was a parody, basically, of Trek. But, I mean, the Strange New Worlds, they basically said, hey, what are the people that like Trek like? Well, they like these individual episodes, and they like a little bit of a story arc amongst other episodes, but not a lot. Like, Discovery is 10 episodes of one thing happening. Mm-hmm. And some people like that, some people don't. But with Strange New Worlds, it's like problem of the week, bad guy of the week, thing of the week, right? And there's very few thread lines, a little bit, but mostly kind of interpersonal whatevers. And then they do this random episode with singing, and the music is fantastic. I mean, it's so good. And it's been stuck in my head for about 3 days. I've watched the episode twice now. And I've been listening to the music on my phone. So Subspace Rhapsody is absolutely amazing. It's almost one of those, like, seriously. Of course, you guys, neither one of you have Paramount Plus, right?
Right.
That, like, if we had it available for the three of us, I would, like, make you just, for the podcast, watch just that episode. You don't need any other background. Just this episode. It would be so fun because of the music. But anyway. That's it. That's our show. No, it's not. I have one more duty to do, and that is our rankings. We must give this movie a score from 0 to 10, and we will start this week with Andrew.
Well, it's a 6.7 on IMDb, but I don't know that I can agree. It's a good watch once, as far as I'm concerned, but it's not one that I've ever really care to see again. It's got some cool things, but it also has some issues. So I'm gonna put it at a 5.2 out of 10.
Oh, okay. Wow. All right, Sam.
Again, it's so close to being great. It really is, but it's just never quite get there, and that's annoying. So I've got to give it I'm gonna give it the 6.89 out of 10. 6.89.
All right, that's
worth seeing once, but nothing I'd watch again.
Okay,
yeah,
that's still a pretty good score for that.
Yeah,
I too liked it. All right, it's good. It's a pretty good movie. I think it's worth watching. Also, you know, will I watch it again? Only if my kids say, "Dad, we really want to see how it ended." But they know how it ended because they've already watched it, so they're probably not going to do that. So,
yeah.
6.5, I think, is probably pretty fair on that. I mean, that's what I gave the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie last week. And actually, I feel weird about that. No, this is going to get a 6. Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely enjoyed Ninja Turtles better.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah.
I would watch that movie again over this one. You know, pretty quickly. I mean, given the choice of the three movies we've done this month so far in our month of family movie night, the Turtles one has been my favorite so far. But as I'm looking at my scores, they're all pretty close. I gave Mulan a 6.2, Turtles a 6.5, and now this a 6.0. So, I mean, they're all kind of... they're all fine. I have a feeling next week's might be different, though. We'll see. We'll find out.
Yeah.
But that's it. That is our show. Now we're done. what are we doing next week? I'm glad you asked. We're next week. It's not a secret, right? I put out marketing that says what the movie is. We're doing Detective Pikachu.
With cool.
Detective Pikachu, mm-hmm. starring Ryan Reynolds as Pikachu.
Pikachu.
And Willow Smith? What's his name? Something Smith. He's not related to Will Smith, but... how do you spell?
This is the unreleased rated R version, right? Of all the outtakes that Ryan Reynolds did.
That would be great. I would
go pay. I'd spend money on that.
Oh, no kidding. Justice Smith, excuse me. Justice Smith is the dude what plays the thing. But we know him as Simon from Dungeons and Dragons Honor Amongst Thieves.
Mm-hmm.
And Sam knows him from Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. just saying.
I will still spend money on those movies to go see them, but
yeah,
only out of respect for the first one.
Yeah, that's fair. Oh, he was also in Jurassic World Dominion too, which I haven't seen. I didn't even see that one. The last of the second trilogy.
I think I saw some of it.
No idea. Anyway, next week though, that's what we're doing, Detective Pikachu. So go find it and watch it, and we'll see if I can get past a 6 or if it's below a 6. We don't know. We'll find out next week together. In the meantime, go to our website, cheapseatreviews.libsyn.com. There you'll find links to all our stuff. Go to our YouTube page, youtube.com/cheapseatreviews. Leave us a like, a review, subscribe. That'd be great. We had some really good, we had our numbers for Black Adam were pretty good, which is cool. Glad that people are utilizing our YouTube page. That's pretty cool to see. So go there and watch us, and you know, join the conversation. As always, you can also join us on Discord if you want to. That would be cool as well. All right. That's going to do it. So on behalf of Andrew, Sam, a very cute, sleepy Jason Momoa with butterflies all over his face. This is Sean saying thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you next week for Detective Pikachu.
This is Cheap Seat Reviews.